Nomalo, it's got Lala Tugzin on it, and it's got TBO on it. It's called Guka. Now, this is a song that talks about, you know, kneeling down and praying. This word means, you know, to kneel down. It's a bit of a mouthful. And before that, we did get another song coming through from Mahu, and it's got Sammy K on it and MSA. It's called Nam Angege. And also TXC with Davido and Shode, and Kotsma Puma with a song called Nakupenda. Bringing us to 18:02, unfortunately. We got to run. The weekend is upon us. Thank God it's Friday before we get to say our goodbyes. Ethel, what do you have for us?
Okay, so today, remember to close the chapter with peace. Not every page needs to be perfect for the story to be beautiful. So that's my word at the end of the day. Guys, have a good weekend, have fun, and be like, prepare in advance for next week because it's going to come fast.
That is absolutely correct. Coming up right next, the 977 Evening News from Jabulani and Ethel. Have a beautiful weekend and have an amazing evening. Bye-bye. IPAC strongly condemned threats against mourners of Paramount Chief Mpezeni by Eastern Province Police Commissioner, calls for professionalism in Zambia Police Service. The Kwacha has broke the 18 Kwacha mark to trade in the 17 Kwacha range for the first time since July 2024. And in international news, Ukraine says it has struck 5 ships carrying illegal cargo in the Sea of Azov and in coastal waters of Russian-occupied territories.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. IPAC strongly condemns threats against mourners of Paramount Chief Mpezeni by Eastern Province Police Commissioner and calls for professionalism in Zambia Police Service. The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, Executive Director Solomon Ngoma has expressed concern over the recent statement issued by the Eastern Province Police Commissioner. Ngoma says it is unacceptable for any official to threaten citizens who are mourning the passing of their beloved Paramount Chief, a leader who meant everything to his people and whose legacy is cherished across Zambia. Ngoma says Zambia Police Service must refrain from actions that appear to undermine the leadership of His Excellency. President Hakainde Hichilema, who has consistently emphasized the importance of professionalism, respect, and accountability within the police force. He says threats directed at mourners not only dishonor the memory of the late Paramount Chief, but also erode public trust in our security institutions. The IPAC Executive Director has appealed to the Inspector General of Police to provide clear and firm guidance to police commissioners across the country, ensuring that they adhere to the President's policy on professional conduct.
977 News.
In other news, the Tobacco Board of Zambia, TBZ, has secured a buyer for tobacco produced by self-sponsored growers. TBZ Executive Director Robert Mwale says this has provided a significant boost to farmers who financed their own production during the 2025-2026 growing season. Mwale says the development is expected to bring relief and renewed confidence to hundreds of growers who had expressed concerns about access to markets for their crop. He says this also reinforces the board's commitment to ensuring that all marketable tobacco produced in Zambia is linked to viable buyers. Mwale says the board remains committed to protecting the interests of growers and ensuring that no farmer was left behind.
977 News.
And in more news, the Kwacha yesterday broke the 18 Kwacha mark to trade in the 17 Kwacha range for the first time since July 2024. The Kwacha is now trading between 17 Kwacha 15 Gwe and 17 Kwacha 95 Gwe in most banks and bureaus. The Zambian Kwacha has appreciated sharply over the past 2 years. It has gained from around 24 Kwacha per US dollar in early 2024 to below 19 Kwacha by early 2026, a gain of more than 34%, making it one of the world's best performing currencies. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, business news.
Accurate and credible business news brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African bank.
And in business news, shareholders of Ecobank Transnational Incorporated, ETI, the parent company of the Ecobank Group, today approved also resolutions tabled at its 2026 annual general meeting in Lome, including the approval of the final dividend for the 2025 financial year, the group's first distribution to shareholders since 2022, the dividend payment of 16 US cents per share marks a significant milestone validating the successful execution of the group's growth transformation and returns GTR strategy. This strategy has focused on reinforcing the group's fundamentals, enhancing capital and asset quality, and prioritizing long-term resilience and shareholder value. Speaking at the AGM, chairman of the board, Papa Mediu Ndiaye, says the strong 2025 financial performance has marked the return to dividend payments to our shareholders. Ndiaye says the $40 million United States dollar dividend is a direct reflection of the resilience of our unrivaled Pan-African model, institutional maturity, and our staff's skill and discipline. And Ecobank Chief Executive Officer Jeremy Awori says that shareholders once again strongly reaffirmed their confidence in our growth, transformation, and returns GTR strategy. He says as a result of a deliberate and structured approach to growth, the bank is bringing value to its shareholders while transforming payments and the trade across 34 markets. Coming up right next, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, Ukraine says it has struck 5 ships carrying illegal cargo in the Sea of Azov and in coastal waters of Russian-occupied territories. The Ukrainian Drone Forces commander said the vessels were involved in stealing Ukrainian grain.